You are now tuned in to Heat Check with Ty Slatter and Antonio Turner, right here on GTA Sports Network. Follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network, and check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.
Hello, I'm Ty Slatter.
Antonio Turner.
Welcome to another edition of GTA Heat Check brought to you by GTA Sports Network. Follow GTA Sports Network, GTA Heat Check, and Twitter, Instagram, subscribe to your channel, GTA Sports. And don't forget, GTASportsNet.com for all things world sports. And we are talking NBA talk.
Are you in NBA mode?
Yeah, just something real quick here.
It's no ass.
Yeah, it's
just the present too, NBA.
Yep.
Dang.
LeBron's out for like a week. Lakers is out for about a week. They're putting the ball in Russ's hands more than I'd like to this early in the season.
Fascinating.
Because I like Russ. The thing about Russ, right? And I've been a Russell fan since the beginning. I love his energy. I love how he plays. He plays 100 miles an hour every single night. He does not leave anything on the floor.
Yeah.
Problem with that is when you play at 100 miles an hour every game, it affects your jump shot, efficiency, IQ, name it. Right. So with Russ, what I've noticed in the last few seasons, like in Houston and even especially last year with Washington, right?
Yeah.
When it comes to after Christmas, All-Star break, going into playoffs, that's the best Russ.
Yeah.
Like February all the way up until playoffs, because he knows what's at stake. So he plays with a certain level of tenacity, like laser focus, right?
Yeah.
Which impacts efficiency, decision making. He plays with his passion, emotion, his heart, and it's efficient. It's almost like his IQ goes up as the season wanes towards the end of the regular season. He plays better.
Oh, yeah.
But the first couple months of the season, you're gonna have some good nights. You're gonna have some terrible nights. Like, you're going to have a night where you hit a quadruple with 10 turnovers one night, and then you hit another night where you hit 30 points, you know, and it's efficient. It's, you know, you never know what rush you're going to get that night in the beginning of the season. So, to lose LeBron for any amount of time this early in the season, and you're just starting to get the chemistry right, it's depressing. It's sad. Because, like, just when the Lakers about to hit a corner and like, figure it out. Because you got Melo hitting on all cylinders. LeBron and AD are being LeBron and AD, one of the greatest duos in the league, statistically speaking, two future Hall of Famers. Yeah. And then you got Russ and Melo, definitely first ballot Hall of Famers.
It's four Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
Five.
Well, five, because Dwight, too.
Hell, six.
Oh, six, yeah. So, yeah, you know, you got a starting roster in a six, man, of Hall of Famers.
Some of people might say DeAndre, I would.
He'll get in there. I don't know, first ballot, he'll get in there.
That's what I said. I don't know.
Lob City is going to go to the Hall of Fame as a collective.
As a unit.
As a unit.
Well, Chris Paul's already going.
Of course. But, I mean, like, Blake.
Blake going to get in too?
Eventually.
Well, and he had a great college career.
He did. Because you got to count all of that, you know, yeah. So. But to get to more current events, NBA talk. What are we going to tackle first? I'm going to go ahead and take a stab at it since they're about to cost me some money. The Boston Celtics and Miami. Miami's the good news. Miami.
It's just one loss. This will be the end of the loss.
It's okay.
Second loss.
It's okay. You'll be 6-2. You're good. Don't worry about it. It's okay. It happens. Tyler Hero just proved to us in these last four or five games, not only that he feels he should be in the conversation with Luka, Trey, and one other guy in there.
I was just coming to, I thought.
They had Dame in there too. As far as point leaders, no. Statistically, right now for the season, because Dame
threw three draft in the same draft.
Like, oh, yeah, no. They threw Dame in there because Dame's having a low.
They're
having a low scoring. He's having a low scoring start.
Disrespectful.
Him having a low scoring start, it puts him in the same, like, statistically, he's in the same.
I thought he was trying to be disrespectful.
No. No, Hero felt like he should be in the same conversation as those he got drafted with.
Right.
You know, the Lucas, the Trey's, the guys that have been getting all the praise. But see, Hero had his praise in the bubble. And then
because he had a sophomore slump.
He had a sophomore slump. Yeah, it was bad. Now he's back averaging 23, 25 points a game.
3-year slump. That's what he got paid, too.
It's typical. Players, after they work hard for the money.
Well, because Duncan is a one-trick pony.
Yeah, unfortunately. You can shut him down. effectively.
He's just a three-point shooter.
Yeah. This is very true. Michael Pittman Jr. should have had that.
Nah, that's not a touchdown. Mm. I don't think so.
You know, if they overturn this and he don't get it, too.
Well, don't, the coach is still going to have a chance to score.
I was going to say the Jets defense actually showed up. Right. If they, you know, it looked good, too.
He did.
Good fake on Wentz, because Wentz had his head turned the other way. He's going to throw it to the right. He slung it to the center.
It's pretty controlled all your three. There's no way. He barely got the third.
That's called a punch out. That was called a punch out.
They might, but I doubt it. Talk about Celtics.
Yeah, the Boston Celtics. Marcus Smart, and we talked about this off the air. Marcus Smart said something in the post game earlier this week that needs to be addressed. And I don't like the slander he's getting for it. I feel like a lot of people were mad at him for saying it or disappointed that he said it, but he said something that.
I'm not mad that he said it.
He said something that all of us that know basketball know. The Boston Celtics have been predictable for the last two or three seasons. Really, I hate to say it, since they lost Kyrie and Gordon Hayward, they've been pretty predictable. And they sent out Horford.
First of all, it was two of their faults.
That, well, it was their fault they sent away Al Horford, too.
Well, it was Kyrie's fault. And then Gordon got hurt. True. That's thanks to Brad. That's Brad Stevens.
Oh, this is definitely Brad Stevens' fault.
Oh, absolutely. But he's any player of best operation.
Here's where I get frustrated. You don't. They just gave Michael Pittman a touchdown.
They did. I'm shocked.
Wow.
I'm shocked.
2017. The Jets are getting smoked.
Well, took Mike White out. Mike White, he better be back at half. He's not bringing him back.
So he just got him another touchdown at half. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Carson Wentz. You're not letting the Jets embarrass you.
Right.
At home.
Yet.
Yet. Yeah. Took out a whole other half to play.
If Mike White come back, they got a chance.
A puncher's chance.
Very jerk. They're going to blew out if Josh.
They'll get smoked if Josh. Johnson's going to get them. I know. It's Thursday night football.
Yeah. Well, they got a snap for half on. So.
But Marcus Smart said the truth. He told the truth. He might not have been the person you want to hear from. But if I'm on a team.
He's not an offensive threat.
But if I'm on a team. If I'm on a team. And for the last two or three seasons. I'll say two. Well, two. Because right. Kyrie been gone about two seasons. So we'll say two. Because the bubble season and the other season got kind of squished together. There's still two separate seasons. So we'll call it two seasons. The offense has been stale, stagnant, and predictable.
Some of Brad Stevens. Most Brad Stevens.
Mostly Brad Stevens. But a little bit of Danny Ainge, too.
Right.
Don't think that he's not getting any accountability for this.
I agree.
You have to hold everyone accountable. I understand what you're saying about Marcus Smart being an offensive threat.
And what other choices do they have?
But Marcus Smart can take the pressure off of Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum if you feed him. He can score.
But they the up-and-coming superstars of the team.
I understand.
Don't you always go to the superstars in the NBA?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. I'm going to tell you why. Because what happens is if you keep doing it, teams pick up film, they'll figure you out, and you won't make it anywhere. You have to switch it up. Feed the other players.
He said it after the loss they had. It was up 18. So
that was the 19 game. That's
okay, 19. But they were still up 19. It wasn't Jaylen Brown and Tatum. Got him up 19.
Yeah, and then the defense figured it out. Like,
they didn't probably play that all
bad. And you said they probably took their foot off the gas, exactly. Which most teams do.
Exactly. So he said it at a bad time.
Okay.
Because they was up 19. It wasn't like they were losing. They have been this year. They're about 500 team this year right now.
He addressed what needed to be addressed. And I believe personally. But
what he did was he said it. And it's possible that he might be gone. owned by Trey.
I think Marcus Smart will be better off somewhere else anyway.
I'm not saying he won't be. I'm just saying he might.
And I know the perfect team
that might push him out.
I know the perfect team that should take him, but because it's in the Eastern Conference, it probably won't happen. He would fit great in a Pat Riley jersey.
I mean, true. You know where else he could go?
Philly.
They definitely won't do it.
Philly.
I was going to say Milwaukee.
Oh, wow.
It will give them something defense, they don't have. Defense. Something they don't have.
A dog on deep.
They don't
basically,
have,
Marcus
Smart. They don't have a dog.
You know who Marcus Smart reminds me of? This might sound crazy. Eric
Bledsoe.
Nope. P.J. Tucker. A younger P.J.
He reminds me of Bledsoe because Eric Bledsoe was a dog.
Was.
He is a dog. No, he's still a dog.
I'm not really impressed.
He's still a dog.
What he does now is just like, yeah.
Well, yeah, because he got traded twice.
Yeah.
And then kind of messed with Joe.
And New Orleans wasn't a good fit.
He kind of messed with Joe.
Yeah,
you remember. Right. He get traded within
a
year.
I'm sure.
Twice. But he got the dog in him. He's an undersized dog.
Marcus Smart, reminded me of PJ Tucker. His game is damn near the same. Because he can shoot the three,
but, yeah.
But he's not like a three.
Also, not trading him to a contender, first of all.
Yeah, they know the same.
If they trade him to the East, it's going to be Orlando somewhere.
Wow.
Not trying to be disrespectful. But that's what they would do.
Wow.
To the Pacers somewhere.
I kind of like that.
You know, Larry Bird got a Boston connect.
True. True.
Multiple ways.
True.
You want to go from the top.
True.
Next down.
True.
We can make it work.
Who would the Pacers have to give up to get Marcus Smart, though? Because he's on contract. So, I mean.
I know. I mean, Brogdon the contract.
Like definitely. That. Yes.
Under they won't because it's not a fair trade.
It ain't.
Brogdon's a better player.
He is.
But if you want to make a statement and say that Brogdon's a team.
You put Brogdon on Celtics, you got another scoring option.
Like, and I might have to, you might throw in.
And
if I'm Boston, I would probably ask for it. I might do it. TJ Warren. Or Jeremy Lin. I might have to.
I like both of those going up to Boston.
I wasn't the biggest CJ Warren guy, so
I mean Jeremy Lamb.
I like Jeremy Lamb, but
he coming off injury.
I mean, I know he played last year.
He did
try to play off of it, but he still kind of hurt. He's hurt. He still feels the lingering effects. So I might have to get rid of him.
I mean,
they got a rookie Dort.
Chris Dort. Hey, he's like the new Jeremy
early Lamb. Rookie of the.
The new Jeremy Lamb.
The rookie of the year candidate. Early rookie of the
year. Like a young Jeremy Lamb.
Him and my guy, Jalen Green. And Scottie Barnes.
I'm trying to think who I had for rookie of the year this year.
I had Jalen Green. I think you had. Did you go okay?
No.
You didn't go okay?
Uh-uh.
I don't know who you want to do. I went Jalen Green because of.
Was Jalen Green the second pick?
Mm-hmm.
It might have been Jalen
Green. Yeah, I went on. I went for. I said Jalen Green or I doubt he would do it, but the ones that already played, like in the G League. Him and Kumaranga.
Boat Knight. I think it might be one of those.
Oh, Boat Knight.
But
yeah, they got two guards.
So yeah. That's the only problem. He got on a team that they really don't need him.
They got a lot of point guards.
He'll help out.
No, he will, but he won't.
He won't be the main.
He won't get to play.
Because Melo's gonna be your guy.
Yeah, like Jay, like the ones that start: Scottie Barnes, Jalen Green,
oh, it's good.
K, someone else,
Kate,
Evan Mobley.
He gonna be.
I like
that's what you gotta watch.
I really like them completely young.
They actually won some games.
They're doing all right.
They're doing all right.
Because what's the name? His contract.
Oh,
Kyle Sexton.
Oh, yeah.
They declined to give him a contract.
They made their mind up. They're gonna stick with Garland.
Yeah, exactly. But
and move on from Kyle Sexton.
Which is disrespectful. Because they're the same age.
It happens. They drafted him.
I mean, I get it. You gotta pick one.
Garland was hurt when he got drafted, so
yeah.
That's why Sexton got more PT starting off.
That's why I would go with Sexton.
I think Garland's a better player between the two. Sexton is either super high or super cold. Well, Garland to me is more.
It don't help the young Cavaliers.
I'm just saying the way they play Garland.
I think Kyle Sexton on the right team.
Who?
Kyle Sexton on the right. No one.
Colin Sexton reminds me of De'Aaron Fox. He has that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Not a bad way. He has that raw,
you know what?
That raw.
Yeah. Could Colin Sexton on the Knicks? Oh my God. D Rose and them ain't getting younger.
It won't happen though.
D Rose and Kemba's not getting
younger. It'd be nice, but it ain't gonna happen.
D Rose and Kemba ain't getting younger.
Rose ain't leaving Thibodeau. Now,
Walker, I didn't say he was. Yeah, Walker. I didn't say he was, but
even Walker just got home. I mean, we could ship him right back out.
Well, he's going to be a free agent. So you got to trade for Kyle Six. D-Rose ain't getting younger. I'm looking for a future.
I feel it.
Go ahead. We'll say Kyle Sexton. And I keep RJ and Ren and Mitchell.
I like that.
Oh, and I'm bumping up quickly to start a lineup.
I like that. Let's while we're talking about rookies, former number one draft picks overall and whatnot, let's go ahead and address the elephant in the room, no pun intended. Zion Williamson.
Not funny.
It's not funny.
I was confused where he was going. He's like, don't put
that. Let's see, let's address the elephant in the room. I mean, that was, you know. We've heard players in the history of the league that literally ate their way out the league. In football, you've heard the Eddie Lacy, so, you know, former Packers. I think he was a running back.
Jamarcus Russell.
Yeah, yeah. They want people to ate this, but hot plate.
Is one
from the NBA hot plate. There have been other players that have, you know, had weight issues. Even Charles Barkley.
I mean, yeah, especially Charles was small.
No, I'm saying like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He really came, he came into the league overweight. Moses Malone pulled him aside and told him, hey, you know, if you don't do this and this, you're gonna be out the league.
Yeah,
you know, he helped him get his weight down, and you saw he turned into an MVP.
To the finals.
He turned into an MVP
exactly
when he had his weight down.
I mean, you could even if they undersized too. That's what I'm saying. Barkley and Zion's about the same size.
Yeah,
height wise.
Yeah.
That's why he said what he said.
So, because he's been there. Zion Williamson.
I mean, Shaq too, but Shaq's 7'2", so it's a little different.
You can maneuver that weight.
Yeah, exactly.
Manipulate your weight. Zion Williamson has a foot injury.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
I didn't know what the injury was. I knew it was
that. Don't know what type specifically.
He's supposed to be. The injury supposed to be over. It's now it's the weight part. The basketball. They got to get him back in shape.
Yeah.
Look, I get it. He in New Orleans. The South food different. New Orleans got their own. That Creole down there. That seafood down there is fresh too. Gumbo.
Well, I'm going to tell you, man.
And he ain't working out. I saw it. They was on TV the other day. Wasn't they on TNT?
So he fractured his fifth metatarsal.
No part of what that is.
And his right foot.
Yeah.
This is the same player that 2 years ago, you know, pretty much tore his meniscus in his right knee. So, again, this is a player that hasn't played a full season.
Is this his third year?
Yeah.
He's been hurt 2 out of 3. And 1 year was half a season because of the bow.
Can you do?
He's 22 years old.
So, according to Willie Green, head coach of Pelicans, former part of coaching staff for Phoenix, Chris Paul, and, you know, their guy, he hasn't been cleared yet to practice. He's still 2-3 weeks away from some more scans on his foot.
So, he's just not over, but they got to give him his basketball shit, too. So that means he's at least 2-3 months out. From the picture I saw, or the video I saw.
According to the article that came out today, the doctors initially thought he would be good by September 27th.
That's gone. That was a month ago.
Right. And they said that his bone is healing, just not at the rate they expect.
So that means he's not taking care of him. Which has to do with weight, not working out. Part-time working out.
They're hoping now this is ironic. They're hoping that the bone will be healed by Thanksgiving. Coincidence. Right. Listen, when you black, you know
that
one of the greatest my favorite holiday.
Holiday.
I skip Halloween for the simple fact that I don't like all that candy. Yeah. I go straight from Labor Day, Thanksgiving.
Even though more okay? Mine's more Thanksgiving.
Fair.
My birthday is Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. I don't care if you're from the north, the south, the east, or the west. The food is the best on Thanksgiving.
Especially
Now he down south. Yeah, if you black, you understand. You understand what I'm saying. You with me right now. You follow me. So if you're Zion, and they say that he's north of 300 pounds, about 315.
So about Thanksgiving, he gonna add another 10.
Here's the thing. Zion's a multi-millionaire, right? Mm-hmm. Number one overall pick, so he got all the bonus points. Supposed to have been. I've heard reports that's no longer going to happen.
Well, I didn't. When I saw LaMelo.
The NBA has moved on.
When I saw LaMelo, I already knew.
LaMelo, because the Ball family, the Ball era has started.
When I saw
LaMelo, I told you. Now,
not really Lonzo and Jello, but LaMelo.
LeVar. I need to get one of those hats. You said, I told you so. Get them, I told you so hat. I know you probably sell them on the site. Get them back up.
I look, never said.
The Ball era has officially started.
LaMelo probably
will be. I'm saying that because LaMelo's going to be the face of the league. Lonzo's going to be most improved player. He's well on his way. He would have had it last year if New Orleans was good, but they weren't.
Gonna be
and Jello's going to be the
like a piece, a great shooting piece.
I can see him be a G League champion at some point.
Well, I'm talking about when he gets up.
Oh, yeah.
Next 2 or 3 years,
he'll be a pivotal part of a championship team.
Or at least a playoff team.
He's a shooter.
Or at least a playoff team.
He's a pure shooter. Like, that's what he does.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. At least a playoff team.
He can light it up. So, again.
Because I don't know if they got room for the Hornets right now.
You know, injuries happen.
I know. Well, they do. But they guard heavy still.
He's not a guard.
He kind
of. No, Joe's not a guard.
What are you, 3?
Joe's a small forward.
Okay.
With a body of a power forward. He did what Zion should have did, because Jello was bigger than that. Jello chiseled up. He lost weight.
Yeah.
He chiseled down. He got light on his feet.
Yeah.
He had to have ankle surgery. He had injured an ankle really bad. I think he injured it. I want to say injured it in high school, but in college, and kind of like never had a surgery for it, and kind of like re-injured it when he was overseas. So it was like really, really bad.
Yeah.
So he had been playing on one good leg all that time. It was still lighting it up with one good leg, basically.
Yeah.
So then he finally got the restructure, restructure the bone and got it actually like done the right way.
So now he's
actually like 100% healthy now, and he lost the weight.
If it's not and LaMelo, he gonna hold it for a little bit till Mikey get there.
Oh, Mikey Williams.
So Mikey, that's gonna be the.
Then they're gonna try to force Bronny on there.
They gonna live up to it.
And it's Zaire. They're trying to force the issue. We already know, but that's on us. So what I'm saying is, Zion is a multimillionaire, as you said earlier.
Oh, absolutely.
There's no excuse for you to have a personal trainer because you can afford it.
You got a personal trainer and a team.
And a chef.
And a chef.
There's no
excuse. They can make it work.
No.
No.
I'm going to tell you what it is, and they're not going to say it. Zion has the wrong people in his ear. His family wants him to leave New Orleans.
Right. He's thinking too much about that.
Especially
in your year 3, and you've been injured 2 of them.
What's more likely going to happen? Unless he changes the ways, he's going to try to pull another Ben Simmons. Even though he's more talented, and he's proven that, he's not scared to shoot.
Yeah. I mean, because he can't shoot.
Because he can. Even though it's not his game. He can. I think he's going to try to eat his way out of the franchise. But what's going to happen is –
it's going to be way too late if he tries his way out. Everybody going to want you.
Exactly.
Now you're turning into – I don't want to say it, but like Greg Oden-ish.
That sucks.
I mean, Greg Oden ended up kept getting hurt, number one overall pick.
Yeah.
He just kept eating, got bigger. He's 7 foot.
Good point. Yeah. I think he's trying to force his way out of New Orleans. And then some people jokingly said he's depressed because Zoe's gone. And we all know how that's going in Chicago. The Bulls are back. Check out the article I wrote that on
GTA. Well, he might be depressed. Stanley Money.
Bulls are back. What happened?
He might be depressed. Stanley Money going too.
Was Stanley Money making him look good?
Yeah, because he was minimizing Brandon Ingram's role.
Fair point.
Because I'm Brandon Ingram, I want to smack him. I want to smack Stanley Money every time I see him.
Trying to find that place that defines your look? Check out Jay's Classic Cuts. Need a taper fade, more drip for your waves, or maybe a crispy lineup for your dreads and braids? One cut from John the Barber, how you feeling like the Godfather? Book your look with Jay today on the Cut app. Jay's Classic Cuts, located 1387 Shaylin Avenue, Suite E. It's Top Slide with GTA Sports.
Hello, everyone. This is Ty Slater with GTA Sports. It's 2021. It's a new year. Time for some new gear. Usher in the new age your way. The new age elements. Giving you a reason to style for every season. New age element sportswear. Wear your story with pride. The vintage and modern vibes with the creatives in mind. Special collection coming soon, so stay tuned. NAElements.net. Invest in your best. You are now tuned in to Heat Check with Ty Slater and Antonio Turner, right here on GTA Sports Network. Follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network, and check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.
So what I'm thinking is going to happen here is
like, New York ain't gonna want him to go to New York, but they're not gonna want him in 3 years.
He's saying all the right stuff. They asked him what his future looks like, you know, franchise. He said, I love it here. I don't want to play anywhere else. I want to be here. He's saying all the right stuff. He's not pulling the Ben Simmons. But I do believe he's doing this on purpose.
And he has personality.
Yes.
I'm saying he literally has personality to do it. To, like, go to a bigger New York.
That's where he should have got drafted in the first place. Instead of RJ.
But it's crazy. I think RJ fits better. Yeah. Because they got Julius. Man, if they had Zion, I don't know.
They wouldn't have had a need for Julius.
Exactly.
Zion would have been Julius.
But that's the way New York is. I like how New York did it, though.
I'm not mad at it.
It's been from what New York had been. They always wanted the best stars and all that.
They managed to get
one. You got to go back to, like, y'all the Mecca, right?
Yeah, you got to build some stars.
Exactly. I agree.
Just can't stop nothing. Okay?
Certainly got no defense. Now they ain't got no quarterback.
That's game.
Zach Wilson can't play, man? You sure?
Not happening, bro.
I wouldn't want that option anyways.
They got his weight right now on the when you Google Zion at 317.
Yes, correct. And he's 6'6", 6'7". Some of them say 6'5", but I'm going to be figured out. At his max, is 6'8".
They got him at 6'6" on here.
Okay. They say 6'8". When he's on the court.
Shoes, man.
Yeah, exactly. When he's in the NBA shoes, they say 6'8". So I'll give him 6'8". 317 is it's really big. And he'll be like, who's the dude in Portland?
Which one?
He played at Purdue. He got arrested.
I know you're talking about. I can't think of his name right now.
And he about the same size.
I can see his face.
He wasn't that big, and then he did.
When the
bubble happened and all that.
Yeah.
When the pandemic happened, he got released. Because the G League was no more.
Because you used to use him.
Yeah, I did. I don't even know his name.
I'm too cat. I don't know his name, though.
Yeah, it was ever since the bubble because they sent him down to the two-way.
Yeah.
He played at Purdue. Y'all know his name, too. Y'all saw the picture. I said, oh, my God. He went down the four-way, and he was slanging drugs, too, and everything. I said, dang. You don't make no money in G-League?
Yeah, I remember the player. I can't remember his name, though.
You know exactly.
I do.
I know exactly. I do too. I just don't know his name right now.
You used to start him over Nurkic at times.
Oh yeah, because Nurkic is a goofy.
Yeah.
And he was undersized too. He's only 6'8".
He was. But as far as Zion goes, I think they wanted to make him. They hyped him up to be the next LeBron James. They wanted somebody to feel they have a shoe, but.
Well, because he has athleticism, he has to start out.
But when you're over 300 pounds, you cannot keep.
And if you do get back in shape, it's not gonna last. I mean, like it might last, but. Is his game gonna be the same?
I doubt it.
Zion, he probably still play about a decade, though.
Yeah.
All right, now the coach is getting disrespectful.
Already?
They about to score.
Wow. Well, Carson Wentz getting that 250 plus easy.
He's about there.
But that video game number is the way he's looking.
He almost there. He might get in 3 quarters.
What else for Michigan basketball talk? I did hear that Murray did talk to Ben Simmons in Philly.
Did they? They said he wasn't answering. He was refusing help.
Murray tried to see if he was ready yet.
But he's taking help from the NBA Players Association, not the Sixers.
What is
so
that
basically trying to tell me Rich Paul.
This is all on Rich Paul.
I'm not saying it's all on Rich Paul. I think Ben Simmons still won't be traded. But Clutch has something to do with it, though.
Okay.
But at this point, who wants Ben Simmons?
Not me.
Right now. For especially what the Sixers want you to give up.
Right.
They want either a superstar, an all-star, or two all-star caliber players and picks.
Ben Simmons is going to have to.
And unless you give up Dame or CJ straight up.
Yeah.
So it's not a conversation.
Ben Simmons is going to have to rethink his strategy. Definitely have to rethink his
strategy. Well, because he thinks he's James Harden, not James Harden.
Yeah, he didn't put up the talent to do that.
Certain players can do stuff like that. James Harden's one of them. LeBron's one of them. Jimmy's one of them. Giannis is one of them. His teammate is one of them. Joel is one of them.
I feel like I said this in the last episode.
Certain players are.
But congratulations to Jello for making it to the G League. Greensboro.
Yes,
okay. Yeah.
That's how much you don't want to talk about Ben Simmons.
Yeah, that's me trying to.
That's how much you don't
want to. That was my segue.
I don't want to talk about
this. At this point, they can trade him to the CBA for all I care. They can trade him to the NBL. They can trade him to Shanghai Sharks.
I told you what to do. Darren, for Ben Simmons, straight up, I'll take that deal.
So, let's go ahead and address this Phoenix news here from Woj. You know, the investigation that just launched today in regards to the owner of the Phoenix Suns, Robert Sarver. So, we have more than 70 current and former Suns employees.
I wonder who you think he is.
Describing toxic and hostile workplace environment of racism and sexism during his 17-year tenure in Phoenix.
And he's the newest, one of the newest owner. 17 years is not that long.
Wow.
That's NBA compared to two north and a half being owners.
This is one of the employees, the current business operating employees, said if the commissioner comes in and investigates, sees what the F is going on in Phoenix, he would be appalled.
So who's he, Donald Sterling?
That's what it sounds like to me. It looks eerily similar. It
sound worse.
Looks eerily similar.
Because they only call Donald, they call Donald Sterling because he's courting.
Yeah, this one here. It's
they done found 70.
It's over 70. That's current cool. And former.
I read it too. They was like, the stuff he said? The stuff he's saying, dude. Earl Watson. Did you hear what he said? He said he'd been there 3 games. He started using the N-word.
Wow.
He said Draymond. He said Draymond Green said on the court. He asked Watson at the end of the game. Walked in like he said, "Why was Draymond Green saying the N-word?" But he used it. And Watson said, "What'd you say?" And he said it again. He said, "You can't use that word." And he said, "But Draymond used it." He said, "Yeah, you can't use that word."
Don't. It's just me or do white people think they got money? They can just say whatever they want to say.
Right.
Is he running in for a touchdown? Oh, wow. He almost did it. Wow. The fact that Wentz almost ran in for a touchdown. Had he not got caught by his ankle, boy, he almost had it. He was right there.
If he didn't look back again, just run.
He tried it, boy.
Anybody be disrespectful? Anybody be disrespectful? They got 18.
Look at this. Oh, this is a statement game for him, apparently.
That's because the Tennessee. We know Derrick Henry. They said, we got to show up. They disrespectful. They deserve that. They deserve that.
That's some flags. Wow.
Right?
Yeah, that's
disrespectful. Wow. They deserve it.
Wow.
You know they deserve it, right?
Yeah.
Kick that field goal. They got big
team. They should have.
Just kick the field goal, man. But, yeah.
Wow. So.
But that's just what I read from what Watson said. And another, I think somebody else said that he was showing pictures of his wife in a bikini and saying what she was doing to him sexually. To people. Don't nobody care.
Again.
In the era we live in now, where everybody's ultra sensitive in their feelings, why do you feel the need to tell everyone about your personal business? It's personal. Keep it personal. And keep it separate from your business.
Okay.
But you know.
And you don't.
Apparently, people that, you know, have the money feel privileged. They can do that.
Billions.
You feel like you work with, you can say whatever you want, do whatever you want, you know, things of that nature. I don't know. Then, you know, the Player Association is going to continue to review the allegations against Sovereign.
They must have forgot who's on their team, didn't they?
Nah, I don't think they forgot. That's why they continue on.
That's why it's not a close case.
It wasn't open and closed because the president is a player on the team. To my knowledge.
Oh, I thought somebody else was.
Let me check. I don't think they changed it.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I just...
I do find it mighty interesting that Chris Paul was on both teams when this happened.
That's what I'm saying. That's crazy, bro.
Extremely interesting. Sorry, better learn. Use a play from Mark Cuban's playbook when he got caught up in sexual harassment charges and claims in 2018.
Paul was not building.
No, you know what he did? Mark Cuban donated $10 million to charities. You know, for domestic violence towards women and all that, so he wouldn't get suspended.
They never even said it was Mark Cuban. They just said it was the franchise.
Yeah, like it was too close.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It wasn't. His name just came up because he was the owner. Mm-hmm. He took full responsibility just from being the owner. And he fired.
So why is? Oh, okay. What? No. I'm reading this article now that you were talking about.
But we're about to say.
Yeah, from 2016.
Yeah. Because he was only like the third or fourth coach in as many years. They fired all their coaches every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's pretty extensive. Long story short, there's a time where... Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
They barely got out.
There are multiple times where white people get a lot of money. If they say they want to say, nobody's going to react. You got to know your role.
He had the audacity. His attorneys had the audacity. He never said that. How do you know he said?
You weren't there.
Exactly. So 70 people?
That many people lying is crazy.
That many people? That many of your employees are lying? That you pay?
Pretty much.
Someone with high ranking, like in the office with you every day?
Right. Of course, you know.
But when you got money and white privilege.
At the end of the day, the league doesn't need
to talk about money. Right.
No, never.
Oh man, how many guys? Like Jordan could not.
No. They would get him out of there so fast.
Facts.
Does that count as a phone?
No, he never called it. He tried it, though.
He may look good.
They gotta get out of there. They gotta be able to keep the ball. He gotta catch that.
He should have.
He gotta catch that.
Like you said, no Mike White, they just can't get ready.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Elijah Moore is about to go off, too.
They got to
get. And now we'll kick the ball if they don't get out of that. Then I get at least a couple yards. There you go. Something. At least kick, punt it back to them.
Wow.
That's the least they could do.
Wow, that defensive coordinator just got a raise.
I don't know if you get a raise for beating the Jets. I don't know.
Oh, yeah,
I
don't
know if you get a raise for that, man. You got to be the big dog for you to get a raise.
This
is a healthy big dog. You got to go beat Tampa Bay or something.
Okay.
Go beat the GOAT.
No, I don't do that.
And if you beat the GOAT, then you get a raise.
For that type of loss.
Wait, if he get a raise, if you beat the GOAT.
That don't do no good for me, though.
I'm just saying, if you want a raise.
That's fair.
But the what was the Phoenix owner?
Yeah.
He definitely not gonna be the owner by if he make it to the end of the season, he not gonna be the owner next year.
That's fair. The league's changing and you know you gotta change with it.
And he probably gotta take a what's the name? Leave of absence, to be honest.
At the very least.
Right now, he gotta take a leave of absence. Like if I don't see by the weekend that he did took a leave of absence. This is going to be a blemish on Silver's record. And he got a pretty clean record.
For the most part.
Because he's more of a player's commissioner.
Right.
Than Stern ever was.
Got a point.
Than David Stern ever was. David Stern did was best for the league. Silver kind of looks out for the players more. And you're paid by the owners. Granted, the NBA is a players' league.
Yeah.
Not an owners' league, like the NFL.
Look at all the teams that Josh Johnson's played for. I know we're talking about basketball, but look at all the teams he's played for.
Yeah, exactly.
Since 2008.
You been in the league that long?
Yeah.
Wow. So we're going to back up. What are you trying to tell me?
And of course, the comments was Mike White was playing so good.
He was. He had a great couple of series. Wow.
Yeah, man. Do you think that's a missing basketball wise?
Not really.
No?
Man, I can really think of it.
We'll let Manny on that, man. We gave him enough. Don't know what you find your time.
Instagram, Tony underscore fresh. Oh, wait.
You can find me in Top Slide on Facebook, Instagram. Again, it's another episode of GTA Heat Check. Brought to you by GTA Sports Network. Don't forget to follow GTA Sports Network, GTA Heat Check, Facebook, Instagram. Don't forget to subscribe to your channel, GTA Sports. Check out GTASportsNet.com for all things world sports. We got football and basketball. Click both of them. Separate. All right, it's Top Slide with Tony Turner. All your streaming platforms. Until next time, it's Top Slide with Tony Turner. Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in to Heat Check with Top Slider and Antonio Turner. Follow GTA Sports Network on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network. You can follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. And check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.